We often hear that we can learn from anyone. From effective people, we learn what to do. From ineffective people, we learn what not to do. Although this advice contains a grain of truth, think about it. How much can we really learn from our ineffective colleagues about being an effective teacher or leader? We already know plenty about what not to do. Good teachers already know not to use sarcasm, not to yell at kids, not to argue with teens in front of their friends. We don't need to visit an ineffective teacher's classroom to learn this. But we can always reap good ideas from successful educators. Look at it another way. If teaching were a true-false test, we could raise our scores by looking over the shoulder of an unsuccessful colleague and choosing the opposite answer to each question. However, working with students is never as simple as yes or no, bad or good, true or false. Teaching is more like an open-ended essay exam. It won't help much to copy from the least prepared test taker. We already know that doodling in the margins or writing Kevin plus Vicky forever won't earn us points. On the other hand, although we might not agree with everything in the best essay, we can still learn from it. At the very least, we would probably see some new ideas that we could build on. As educators, we face a myriad of choices. Simply eliminating the inappropriate options doesn't move us forward. Here's one more example. Imagine that you have decided to build a rocket and fly to the moon. Now, imagine that you have two choices about learning how to do this. You can go to NASA, or you can come to my house on a Sunday afternoon. Well, if you choose the second option, even the most diligent observation is unlikely to advance your lunar mission. Take all the notes you want. Leaning back in the recliner doesn't inspire engine design. None of the buttons on the TV remote leads to liftoff. Lemonade in the shade is not rocket fuel. Does any of this come as a surprise? On the other hand, if you decide to visit NASA, how will that help? You might observe that the rockets they build are bigger than your garage. Their budget looks enormous and they have more engineers. Nevertheless, you can probably learn a good deal about the processes and technology that go into a successful launch. These examples are simplistic, but the lesson is clear. Educators who want to promote good teaching find value in examining what effective teachers do that other teachers do not.
This was a short extract from the audiobook, What Great Teachers Do Differently, by Todd Whitaker, narrated by Christopher Ragland and published by Taylor & Francis.